The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your information flow. That's exactly what we're doing. We're working on your information flow. And part of the way we're going to do that is I've asked Nathan and Stacy to join me on today's show. Now, if you've listened in the past, you've heard them before, but a lot has happened since I talked to them last. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring them onto the show and we're going to get into the nitty gritty of their story. Now, here's the thing you ought to be asking yourself or asking me. Al, this is me assuming you're talking to me. Al, what is it that Nathan and Stacy are going to tell me that I don't already know? And here's your answer. A lot. They've got a lot of experience as real estate investors. They've been real estate investors before they became members of Lifestyles Unlimited. And then when they joined, they really started to flourish. And we'll get into their story. We'll find out the why. But more importantly, let's bring them onto the show because really, this is all about Nathan and Stacy. This is not about me. So Nathan, Stacy, welcome back to the show. How are you guys doing today?
Fantastic. Thanks for having us again.
Yeah, we're doing great. Thanks.
Doing great. That's awesome. You sound a little depressed, Stacy. Is it because you're having to talk to me?
No.
Okay. I'm just joking around with you. We're just having a little fun on today's show. So let me get into your backstory. Now, I know a little bit about you guys because, well, I've talked to you in the past. I know who you are. You know who I am. We've had conversations in the past. But one of the questions I have is this. You guys invested in real estate investments before becoming Lifestyles Unlimited members. Did I get that correct?
That's correct.
So you did this in a place called Lost Wages. Is that sounding familiar to you?
Oh, a little bit. That didn't exactly start as a real estate investment, but it turned into one.
Oh, well, how did it start? What was going on?
So that was our primary residence that we lived in, and I had a job change that was going to take us to Dallas. And at the time, I couldn't sell it for what I owed on it, but I wasn't underwater very much, so short selling didn't make any sense. So we thought, hey, we're going to turn this into a rent house, and we'll hang on to it for a little bit, and hopefully at some point the market comes back up, and you know, we can sell it, and we can pay it off, and chalk it up as a learning experience and move on. Well, 3 years later, we did sell it, and we got a lot more than just our investment back. So it could have been, I don't want to say a minor disaster, but we could have lost money, and we ended up making money on that house, which we never thought was going to happen when we moved out of it. So it was kind of became our first rental investment sort of on accident.
On accident. So you became real estate investors by a fluke. Just the fact that you owned an asset, you lived in it, and you got a little underwater because, you know, you can't control what the market's doing at all times. Well, none of us can control it at any time. But you recognize that rather than ding your credit, take a short sale, which would have been on your credit for 2 years and would have affected you, you decided to turn it into a rental. What experience base did you draw on to convert that property into a rental and to understand how to operate that asset?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd always known I'd want to get into real estate, and I know she and I had talked about it, but it all had always been talk. We never taken action on any real estate investments at all, but it was of interest to us. I don't know what, I think we just took a leap of faith. I wouldn't say that there was any experience that we could draw on to successfully manage that property. I think it was faith and luck in that instance.
If I recall, we reached out to our real estate agent and tried to just grasp straws as to, like, what are our options, because short sale was not, we were not wanting that to be an option. And that's when they, it was actually our agent, I believe, was the one that kind of told us about, at the time, back then, they were doing, it was really popular to do a lease to own. And so that was kind of the route we ended up going down. And yeah, we were definitely not experienced at all with that. We learned a lot along the way. And if I recall, we learned a lot as we got towards the end, where the owning part for that tenant ended up not purchasing it. And so then that's when we decided we wanted to put it up for sale. Yeah, we really took a leap of faith on that one, and just did our best and tried to research as it went on throughout the years to make sure that everything was going to go smoothly.
But you did get some advice from somebody that you had some faith and confidence in, and they kind of walked you through the different options. And it sounds like you chose correctly.
Absolutely. It was a great decision.
So after you bought and owned and lived in that property and then turned it into a rental, what did you buy next?
We were moving to Dallas, and neither one of us had spent any time there. We'd visited a couple times, but we didn't know where we wanted to live at and actually put down some roots. So our plan was to buy a rental house and live in it for a year, fix it up, get it ready to be a rental. And in the meantime, we would try and find an area where we wanted to live at. So that's exactly what we did. We lived in that house for a year and looked for a primary residence.
However, you forgot one key part of this, though. When we flew to Dallas and we had our agent take us to so many houses because we were going to rent, because we didn't know where we wanted to live. And so we spent an entire day looking at every different type of rental we could possibly find. And later that evening, we decided for the amount that we were paying for a rental house, you know, what would it be if we actually just bought one somewhere in this area? And then that's kind of where, you know, a light bulb went off for us to being like, okay, we need to make it a pivot as to what we were planning on doing. And we should just look at possibly buying one to just live in it for a short time while we renovate it and then move, once we figure out our area, into our actual permanent residence.
So Nathan, the idea is, go ahead and buy a property, the second property, live in it for what, a year, year and a day, convert it to rental property, because after all, you've got some experience now doing just that same thing.
That was exactly our plan. That's correct.
Okay, how did that plan shake out?
It worked out great. I think it was just over a year before we had it totally fixed up and found a spot for us to move to. We had immense interest in it once we put it on the market. And I think we held that for 5 years. We had renters in it before we sold that property.
So probably about this time, you guys are thinking this real estate stuff, this is pretty easy. All you got to do is go find a place you want to live, buy a house, live in it for a while, convert it to rental property, right? I mean, it sounds like it's easy as peasy, right?
We were definitely looking for an additional property after after we got that one leased. Like, yeah, we thought this was the way to go. But the mental block that I have, much to my regret now, is that looking at what I paid for that asset, and you know, when something came on the market for, you know, say $30,000-$40,000 more, like, oh, I'm not paying that for it. Well, in hindsight, I should have bought every one of those things. So if I, you know, give a word of advice, a word of encouragement, just because you paid, you know, X for a property, you know, last year, 5 years ago, that should not deter you from looking at a good quality asset, you know, at a higher price. It just, the numbers need to make sense. And that's not something that we knew to do back at that time in our lives. We looked at what, you know, what their mortgage going to be, what's their rent going to be. Okay, we can make money. Let's go. I had this roadblock of buying something, you know, it cost more money than the first one. And that was silly in hindsight.
So, Stacy, property number three, when did you buy property number three?
That one was, when did we buy that one?
About 2015, I believe, somewhere around there. So 3 years, but it would have been about 3 years after we bought that first place in Texas.
I think that we are a three-year couple. If you notice our timeline, almost everything is like every 3 years something happens. But yeah, so about 3 years later, I don't know why, but I'm just looking at the numbers and it's falling on 3 years, I feel like, for us is our lucky number here.
Well, I'm glad you kept me around more than 3 years.
Yeah, me too. Because I know you guys have been married for more than 3 years, so... Good on you, Stacy.
Yeah, holding on to them a little bit longer. we found another single family property, you know, a little bit north of where we lived. And so we actually were in the midst of having two very small children at the time. So life was a little hectic, especially with his corporate job of being gone. And so that one, we didn't leverage very well. We did one of those pay cash for properties, which we thought was great at the time. But that property turned out pretty well, and we were managing that. And then we just kind of held still for about three more years before we actually found Lifestyles.
So sounds like to me you've got a pretty decent business model that's working for you. Why join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited?
The initial why was I needed help on facilitating a 1031 exchange for a property I wanted to sell, and no one in my circle could help me with it. And I was frustrated talking to a friend of mine who happened to be a vendor for Lifestyles, and he said he had someone. And within 10 minutes, I had someone on a phone telling me, you know, what they needed or what I needed to do, what they needed from me. And saw the value right there in that one single conversation. So that's kind of what led me to go in and attend the 2-day. And then the 2-day just, you know, mind was blown about the things that we did, could have done better. You know, Stacy mentioned paying all cash for a house. And goodness, had we been properly educated, we could have bought 10 houses.
So. Wow. Sounds like the light bulb is going off in your mind. When we come back from the break, we're going to ask Stacy a very personal question. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
What if you had a plan to build income outside your job? At Lifestyles Unlimited, you'll learn how people are investing in real estate to grow their income and make smarter financial choices one property at a time. Right now, join us for just $297. That's a savings of $443 off our real estate education program. Text RADIO to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Nathan and Stacy, and together we're working on your information flow. That's exactly what we're doing. And the way we're doing it is we're asking Nathan and Stacy some pretty intimate questions about real estate investing, how they got involved, what they did. And then we got to a point where Nathan decided to join Lifestyles Unlimited, the organization that sponsors this radio show. So, Stacy, are you ready for your personal question?
Sure.
Did you think that Nathan had lost his mind when he came home and told you about this Lifestyles Unlimited thing?
Okay, that's a good question.
Be honest.
So... The thing is, he's very, very type B, and he never makes decisions quickly. And when he started learning about lifestyles, he was so ready to sign up immediately. So I was the one that didn't quite believe in it right away, and I did think that he might have been misguided. However, once he kind of did the two-day and explained to me what he was learning, I quickly kind of jumped aboard the same ship, and I was like, all right, that makes sense. Let's go.
So you didn't take the two-day educational program with him. He took it by himself?
He did, because right at that same time, we were moving to Michigan. So he still was finishing up his job and packing our house. And I already had the kids going to Michigan at that point. And I was actively searching for like a single family property and our personal home. So I was quite distracted with just trying to figure that out. While he was unfortunately having to do the terrible business of like packing up an entire house by himself and moving across country.
Wow, Nathan, it sounds like you picked a pretty poor time to join a real estate investor education and mentoring company. Explain yourself.
Well, it was a crazy time. I mean, within, I think, 60 days, well, we sold the rent house, sold the primary residence, moved across the country, bought a primary residence, bought two properties. There's five transactions within 60 days. It was pretty wild. But I believed in what I learned in that 2 day and saw how different we could have ran our properties and how much more successful they would have been and how much wealth we could have created had we been educated properly. And I was determined to not go get a W-2 job once we got to Michigan. Like, so we wanted to make this thing work. And I fully believed in just what I learned in 2 days. I fully believe that what I would learn by actually going through the education would give us the knowledge and the confidence to continue down our real estate path.
So, Stacy, I'm hearing in Nathan's voice the exuberance of the educational program, the fact that he heard information that potentially has changed your life. And I'm pretty sure the results indicate that, yes, membership in Lifestyles Unlimited did change your life. But at what point did you fully get on board? I know you mentioned that you were supportive of him when he came back and he talked to you about the educational program. But did you have to get to the educational program yourself in order to check all the boxes?
Yeah, so for me, I probably didn't, you know, kind of come to his agreement on this group until I actually started taking the online courses. So we were still split in two different states when we signed up, and I got my login. And at that time, I was actually sitting in my parents' house, and I just told my mom that my husband just made, I think, a crazy decision. And so I'm going to do my best and go through some of this education to see what he signed us up for. And I mean, it didn't take me long at all to start having light bulbs go off, and I'm going, okay. And I'm messaging him saying like, did you see this in this, you know, on this video? Did you see this? Did you actually read that part too? And I kind of got hooked into it once we got into the education and started writing notes, and that really fueled us to, okay. I believe though, Nathan, at the time we were actually only looking at, I think, the duplex. And so when we were going through this whole educational piece for this 1031 exchange is when I think we got the fire to say, you know what, let's also look at the fourplex. And there were times during this whole beginning newbie part of Lifestyles Unlimited that, you know, I was extremely worried about like how we don't really know what we're doing on the leasing side. And Nathan said, don't forget, like we have an entire network of people that we can rely on now. Like we're not alone. And so that's kind of where the momentum started. And I kind of jumped aboard and really saw the benefits of it.
So it sounds like Lifestyles Unlimited just ignited a fire in both of you, and it opened up the possibilities that you embraced, and you guys took action. Am I onto something?
Yeah, I mean, you described a fire. I would say it gave us the confidence to really get after it. I mean, once you are properly educated in something and have the understanding of how to do it, getting yourself to execute it is a pretty easy step.
So, Stacy, what is one thing that you learned in the education that just blew your mind?
Probably the fact that normal people can buy multifamily. And for us, we still were in the single family side, but the idea that people could actually buy a multifamily property kind of blew my mind. I'm like, hey, so we can actually buy like a fourplex and a duplex, and it's not that big of a deal compared to if we just bought a single family home. I would probably say that was one of the first things that really opened my eyes and to the real estate world.
Nathan, do you have the same answer, or do you have a different answer?
I think the initial light bulb moment I think I mentioned earlier was the leverage thing. So that was a huge takeaway for me in understanding how to properly do that. But fast forward into the educational, but I would agree with what she's saying. The idea that we could take down a multifamily property would have never, ever occurred to us prior to coming to Lifestyles. You know, like most people, you think of rental properties and you're thinking of going and buying a house to rent to a family. It never occurred to me that we could buy a multi-unit building and that some bank would approve us to do that. I didn't think that was even in the realm of possibility.
So did you do it? Did you buy a multifamily building?
No, we do it. We've done it twice.
Done it twice?
We bought a 14 unit back in 2020 and then a 16 unit at the end of 2023.
Stacy, whose idea was that? Was it Nathan's idea, your idea? Who had the idea to buy the 14 and then the 16?
So, yeah, I believe I'm the one that brought both deals to the table, actually. We did happen to have some push from a mentor. So after we got settled in with the duplex and fourplex, we really had to sit down and make some decisions because we needed more cash flow. And so we put in the phone calls to our mentors and have them speak to us. And that's when we spoke to a multifamily mentor. And he was the one that, you know, really kind of looked at where we were at and said, you know what you guys need to do is just find yourself a small multifamily as an IRO and really get into the business and operate it, do all your leasing, self-manage all on your own. And so that was kind of where we really finally said, all right, it's actually time to jump over to that point.
How does it feel to divulge your entire story in front of millions of people over the radio airwaves?
I hope it helps somebody, but I'm happy to share. I mean, there's another way to make a living. There's another way to get control of your life and your finances. And I think this is a great way to do it. You know, it's having this type of control is not something we ever had before. It is scary to leave a typical job. But you have that job as long as that employer wants you there, and that employer is going to decide how much you're worth and how long you're worth it. And not having to have to worry about that ever again is pretty gratifying.
So you mentioned when you guys were moving up north from Dallas that you were looking to transition into not working. How did that play out?
It's been great for us. I'd still do little things on the side here and there because I like to do it. But going full tilt into real estate, specifically our multifamily assets, it's providing us a living, but it's also providing us flexibility we never had before. You know, we can attend kids things, we can take trips, we can go to the beach if we feel like it. We never had that type of flexibility before, and maybe more importantly, I'm not traveling the country like I used to do. I'm around more.
So, Stacy, it sounds like Nathan is describing the concept of regaining control over his life. How about you?
Well, it's been really nice having him around more. Me not having to go back into my old career in the event industry, I'm very thankful I can keep away from that. I've been pretty actively involved for with my kids and their school and volunteering as much as I can for that. So I enjoy every day that I see that I can, you know, if they need my help at one of their schools, they know they can count on me and I can figure out a way to get there and help. I also love every moment I get to spend watching them play their sports or doing whatever club they're in. I've enjoyed this lifestyle and this flexibility, as well as seeing that that Nathan is here more, where he just wasn't with all of his traveling before. It's been really nice. It's dinner together, time together, weekends together. It's been great.
It's all the stuff you imagined a marriage would be without the job, right?
I agree. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And that, I think, is a huge takeaway to our audience, is that they don't understand how good they could have it because they're doing what you guys used to do, what I used to do, what everybody in America is conditioned to do, which is to go trade time for money. Because that's the only way we know how to bring in income into the household. But one of the things you guys learned was you learned the power of passive income. You learned by the teachings of Lifestyles Unlimited that when you develop enough passive income coming into your household, you could step away from those jobs. So how scary was it to step away from those jobs?
Oh, it's certainly scary. I mean, when you're used to having your paycheck come on a regular basis and knowing it's not going to be there, it's absolutely scary. But it's also motivating too, because now you have to, we had to make this work. That's the only option. The other option is go back and get a job. And we were determined to not have to do that. So it's scary, but it's also motivating.
Did you ever have a point, Stacy, where you thought you might have to go back in the event industry?
No. There was a couple times when he transitioned to being home all the time that I said, are you sure you don't want to go travel again? Because that was quite an adjustment from not seeing him 4 to 6 days a week to being around each other 7 days. But now I couldn't imagine him being gone. It's been a great life is what we've built for ourselves right now. It's been wonderful.
Speaking of building something, you guys have built an incredible team around you. Would you like to share with the audience some of the most important team members that you have on your team?
I mean, our mentors and operation consultants are invaluable. But also some of the, I don't know if they're necessarily on our team, but some of the people have become our friends within Lifestyles, because there's so many people we can, you know, just chat about what's going on at one of our properties, or, hey, if you guys run into this, something that may not necessarily be a call to a mentor, an operations consultant, you know, just talking with the friends in our group and finding what other people are dealing with is super helpful. I mean, so it's the friendships and the people that, you know, that you can talk to and have access to are I think, a part of the team.
What do you think about the Lifestyles Unlimited culture? I mean, you've kind of hit on it a little bit, but I'll just give you my perspective so I'm not blindsiding you. I echo what you say. I love the fact that I can go to a Lifestyles Unlimited meetup, or I can go to a educational event that's being sponsored by Lifestyles Unlimited, and I can surround myself with like-minded people. And more importantly, and I think you said it pretty well, I'm just going to echo what you said, it's the fact that I'm having a conversation with somebody who's as knowledgeable about real estate investing as I am. So I can talk to them about topics that most of my friends wouldn't even understand. Are you guys on board with that statement?
Absolutely.
And you've built lasting friendships. I mean, these people started off as your peers, but they transitioned into friends. So how is that? I mean, do most of your friends belong to Lifestyles Unlimited now?
Unfortunately, not a lot of them, but we have a very close group of friends that people have become friends within the group. I mean, it's not just getting together and talking about real estate. We're getting together and doing, you know, what you do with friends. We're skiing, we're biking, we're hanging out by the beach. Sometimes we're talking shop about real estate. But a lot of times we're just, we've had the opportunity to build these great relationships with other people. As you said, like-minded people. And that does give you kind of a starting point to begin a great relationship. We're all in this for the same thing, but we're all willing to help each other. And that's a great way to start some good lasting friendships.
Stacy, did you think you were going to get this kind of result when you guys became members of Lifestyles Unlimited?
No, not even, no, not at all.
So this is really an intangible benefit of joining Lifestyles Unlimited.
Yes. Yeah. This is just where we're at right now is not something we even put as a long-term goal. So we're very thankful for even being introduced to Lifestyles and even more so where we're ended up at.
So neither one of you is reliant upon a W-2 job. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Both of you have the ability to decide what your day is going to look like. Is that correct?
Correct.
She sometimes decides what my day is going to be like.
That's true, okay. Actually. Nathan has his day decided for him sometimes.
Okay, well, I think that's fair. But, I mean, the ultimate answer to me would be what you just said. The fact that you, Stacy, have the ability to plan his day for him, and he's totally cool with that. And that's kind of a benefit of doing what you guys are doing, right?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
So what does the future hold? I mean, are you guys comfortable with the amount of real estate that you currently have? Are you looking to expand your portfolio? Tell us what the future holds.
Well, we'd definitely like to expand. Our main goal is to have enough units where we can have some on-site staff, like leasing agent, maintenance person, so we're not having to do that work. We'd like to be able to delegate that out. So anywhere from, 12 to 50 units we've been looking for.
And what's holding you back?
Trying to find that right property. We need the right one to come our way, and we'll jump on it like we have the other ones.
So, of course, you guys are not looking at the right one as one you're going to live in, correct?
Correct.
Because you've changed that mindset.
Yeah, we are looking for multifamily, and that's it.
Outstanding. Stacy, how close do you think you are?
Well, based off from our tradition, if it's 3 years, probably next year. But hopefully sooner.
Well, I hope it is sooner for you. And I'll tell you what, I want to thank you guys for coming on today's radio show and sharing your experience with the audience. People have learned a lot from you, even though you probably don't feel like you've shared a lot. You've shared a lot. And if you guys in the listening audience, you want to do what Stacy's doing, you want to do what Nathan's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 62,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on the button that says Start Here, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.